بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Inquiring about dreams after Fajr سيدنا ابن زميل جهني رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that after performing the Fajr Salah رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would stretch his legs and sit comfortably. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would then recite the following استغفار 70 times. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi astaghfirullah innallaha kana tawwaba. He narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them that by reciting this istighfar 70 times, one receives the reward of repenting 700 times. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired if anybody had seen a dream. Ibn Zumail radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that he had a dream and related it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True dreams. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would inquire after Fajr Salah if anyone had seen a dream. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Prophethood, Nubuwat has terminated by my arrival. But true dreams will continue after my departure as well. Hence it is sunnah to relate and interpret dreams after Fajr Salah. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has entitled a chapter in these words, thereby indicating that this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's regular habit. Allama Aini and Hafid ibn Hajar rahimahumallah have written that it is mustahab to narrate and interpret dreams after Fajr. The reason for this is probably due to the fact that the dream is still fresh in one's mind and one will not forget the details as they unfolded. The first interpretation is binding. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dream will unfold according to the first interpretation. Note, a true dream will manifest itself according to the first interpretation given for it. Hence, one should be careful about whom one narrates the dream to. Hafid ibn Hajar rahimahumullah narrates that a hadith recorded in the Musannaf of Imam Abdul Razzaq rahimahumullah also informs us the dream will materialize according to the interpretation. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب